Guelph is heading for some form of new restrictions on fireworks sales and use at the end of the month, although it's not yet quite clear precisely what those new rules will be. A new Guelph bylaw is being discussed would include a ban on the personal use and sale of fireworks for personal use. On Tuesday, City Council's Committee of the Whole passed a motion directing staff to create a new permit-based fireworks bylaw to replace the city's current fireworks bylaw. That new version will be presented to Council for discussion and decision on October 29. Tuesday's motion passed 7-5, with several of those voting against it cautioning that they would support some form of updated fireworks bylaw, they just needed more information and/or tinkering to what was being recommended. 4. Kathy Downer, Leanne Karen, Aaron Cadden, Phil Ault, Dominique O'Rourke, Linda Busutil, Rodrigo Galler. Against, Cam Guthrie, Dan Gibson, Kenyi Chu, Christine Billings, Michelle Richardson. Absent, Carly Clausen. I know one thing. The status quo cannot remain, said Mayor Cam Guthrie, adding that it was the administrative element of the possible new bylaw he had issues with, not the intent. City staff is recommending the new bylaw include minimum safe distances from residences and all vulnerable occupancies, schools, nursing, and care facilities. Displays be discharged by a licensed display supervisor. Sufficient liability insurance. Safety inspections for safety. Fireworks should be planned for acceptable times and locations. Animal safety management. Several councillors favored a total ban. I would like to see a total ban on fireworks altogether, said Count Rodrigo Galler. A total ban is what we really need to go for. This is a compromise, said Count Aaron Cadden. At some point in the future I think there will be a total ban, added Count Leanne Karen. We're not there yet. Bylaws evolve and I think this is the next evolution. Count Dan Gibson, while recognizing an updated bylaw is needed, said he plans on bringing some amendments forth on October 29 because he feels banning personal fireworks use and purchase in Guelph unfairly punishes good consumers. My deep fear here is that the actions of a small group of bad consumers will impact the majority of good consumers, Gibson said. The city's general manager of operations, public services, Doug Godfrey, said complaints will still come in, but that the new bylaw would give the city the ability to address a lot of problems we're not currently able to address. There were several delegates representing businesses that sell fireworks and the Canadian National Fireworks Association, CNFA, speaking at the council meeting. One of their main points was that banning personal use or purchase of fireworks wouldn't solve anything. People will just buy them elsewhere or buy them on the black market. It's happened elsewhere, said Priyam Vyas, whose Fatboy Fireworks has sold fireworks in Guelph for 14 years. It would create a black market in our own city. I don't see the need for a cumbersome bureaucratic process for personal use, said Tom Jacobs, a professional fireworks technician and member of the CNFA. People will still proceed to still purchase fireworks, said CNFA Chief Advisory Officer Aleem Kanji. A ban on individual use is not going to be adhered to. Several pro-fireworks delegates mentioned the cultural element fireworks play in celebrations like Diwali and challenged statements about the negative impact on the environment and animals. Alex Ciccone, who practices pro bono animal law cases, is a former member of the Guelph Humane Society Board of Directors and who has researched and written a textbook on the negative effects fireworks can have on people, the environment and animals, had led off the delegations. I would respectfully suggest the bylaw go further. A total ban, Ciccone told council.